Hey y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl, and we're back with an awesome weekend episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land, since 2016, you've lit me your ears whenever you felt like tapping in over the last 500 episodes. That feels really good, and I really appreciate that. So today is Saturday, and if you're anything like me, for those who are not black or even black in the States, I want to tell y'all, like, normally around this time, many, many years ago, while growing up in a black family in the United States, African-American family, Saturday mornings to early afternoons were usually designated for cleaning the entire house. Usually your mom or your dad would throw on some really good music from back in the day. In our case, Anita Baker. Some of y'all might have had gospel music, gospel classics. What are some other music we used to play? Earth, Wind, and Fire. Anything Teddy Riley. Keith Sweat. All the jams. All of the old jams from back in the day. Your parents will play them. You get up and you be groggy. You be like, oh, I want to clean up. But you had to clean the whole house. If you had siblings, y'all was tackling different aspects of the house. One of y'all got the bathroom upstairs. Maybe somebody had the bathroom downstairs. Or maybe somebody had the kitchen. Another person had, you know, and everybody cleaning their rooms, of course. You know, you're doing your laundry if you didn't do your midweek laundry, whatever it was. So today I wake up and I prepare to, after I finish working out and things like that, I prepare to play my jams. And I'm like, you know what? I want to share this with somebody, because taking pride in where you live, even if you're just renting a room, or if you have a big, super duper 7-bedroom, 7-bathroom mansion, which I know some of y'all do have, okay? Whatever it is, being able to keep it maintained and keep it clean is a way of taking pride in where you live. Caring for things is how we take pride in what we have. Even if you have an animal, caring for your animal, making sure that their shots are up to date, making sure they're healthy, making sure they're eating, making sure they're groomed. Like, I follow this grooming page, and I'm the groomer. That's the name on Instagram. And he always shows these dogs. And sometimes some of the dogs he gets are so poorly kept for. I'm talking about these dogs be having locks, like dreadlocks. I'm like, dogs shouldn't be having dreadlocks. Like, what is that about? Why would you let your dog sit like that and you are taking care of yourself, but you can't care for this? Like, it's just me, right? I look at nurturing and maintaining things as a way to care. Now, the reason why I really want to jump on here is because sometimes we may not be in the mental space to do so. One sign that I've noticed with folks that have anxiety or depression is that sometimes they avoid cleaning. Sometimes it's overwhelming on one end, or they don't have the motivation on the other. So as the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, I'm telling you, if you cannot get to the entire room today, if you're in the room, if you cannot get somebody to, if you can't outsource, if you can't pay somebody to clean the space for you, because, you know, money could be tight for some of you. Don't judge me. It is what it is. I challenge you to just do one thing. Just do one thing. If you have a pile of clothes and that's too overwhelming, try making your bed. If you have a small apartment, if you can't get to the mess on the counters, or if you have a mess on the couch, just try sweeping and mopping the floors. If you can't do that, if you got dishes in the sink, no matter if it's 3 or 30, how about washing the dishes? Or if you have a dishwasher, just put them in a dishwasher and start them. Do just one thing to take pride in where you are living at if you are unable to clean up your entire space today, okay? Now, the other challenge I have is, if you are able to do just one thing, and you have the energy to do another thing, then do another thing, and do another thing, and do another thing. And then in some cases, you end up finishing your apartment if you just take it step by step and checking your capacity throughout. So I just wanted to put that on you all's heart today. That's your challenge for this weekend. I'm going to start doing some more challenges, some more like low. I don't know. I think I'm going to do some like low barrier paid accessible challenges at some point. They're going to be way more intense, though, way more intensive. But I'm thinking about that. I'm just trying to determine what I would like. I have a lot of things I want to do, so I can make damn near anything a challenge, let alone a challenge that is super accessible and will actually get results. Because that's what life is. Life is a series of challenges, and your success is based on how you handle those challenges. But we can talk about that later. So with that being said, I will catch y'all tomorrow. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Love y'all. Peace.